In Germany, another quote here from Mr. Phillips. In Germany, Adolf Hitler, who took power in 1933, had seen the perils of insufficient oil during his own wartime military service. According to oil economist Daniel Jurgen, Hitler prided himself in knowing more about economics than his generals did. Quote from Mr. Jurgen. In the economic field, one historian has written, Hitler's obsession was oil. To Hitler, it was the vital commodity of the industrial age and for economic power. He read about it. He talked about it. He knew the history of the world's oil fields. If the oil of the Caucasus, along with the black earth, the farmlands of the Ukraine, could be brought into... Black earth, the farmlands of the Ukraine, could be brought into the German Empire, then Hitler's new order, and my interjection, as we'll see when we consider Kissinger, the word order is code for total, totalitarian, continuing. Then Hitler's new order would have within its borders the resources to make it invulnerable. In that conception, there was a striking similarity to the Japanese drive to encapsulate the resources of the East Indies and Southeast Asia within its empire, an ambition also powered by the belief that such a resource base would make it impregnable. Albert Speer, the German Minister for Armaments and War Production, said at his interrogation in May 1945, quote, "The need for oil certainly was a prime motive," unquote, in the decision to invade Russia. And that's Daniel Jurgen quoted in Kevin Phillips' American Dynasty. So let's view events, this Soviet decision, with the whole in mind. All that had transpired prior to the Soviets settling on the solution to herd Ukrainians and Poles into separate boxes. Contingent events or obvious evidence of a plan? Is this a question? As if control of the populace, leashed to serve the quote-unquote greater good of a state's race to finish in top place, write the story of the human race, depicting themselves, of course, as star players. World historic figures in the world supremacy game. But lost to them is understanding of that true measure of humanness on which our continuance depends. As if control of the populace as a focused project were not issue numero uno on power's to-do list, since the French Revolution showed them what time it was. This is most deaf, one of those tacit assumptions of modern day rule. The world was being partitioned. We were being boxed. The battle lines were being drawn. The world supremacy game was being launched. The race to the top was on. And another quote, he gives us a nice summary here, Mr. Phillips. Quote, when the short post-World War II economic downturn in 1946, yielded to the vigor of a new arms race, the public began to understand that something was different. Peacetime was no longer all that peaceful. The gargantuan size and budgetary appetite of the new military, national security, industrial complex also meant a transformed economy. The statistics were awesome, and so was the technology and military power. Corporate profits blossomed in the sunshine. Simply put, World War II made government, business, and the military larger, more permanent, and more powerful, and also obliged each to pay more attention to the other elements. Politically, this favored a conservative-leaning centrism, one that admitted the need of an active government, but also promoted business interests. The national security state, in short, concentrated economic power and favored business unquote, from Kevin Phillips, American Dynasty, Aristocracy, Fortune, and the Politics of Deceit in the House of Bush. Continuing with our sentence, I'll make up for it, I assure you, Mr. Lowe, next week. Continuing with Savage Continent, this separation was to be done of Ukrainians and Poles, was to be done on a statewide scale. The Poles should live in Poland, and the Ukrainians should live in a Ukrainian Soviet Socialist Republic. On which I comment. So we see how taking Lowe's own advice to step back and view the scene widely is necessary to not get sucked in to the master's framing, the one bestowed by Hobbes, which we saw resolves into the false notion that daddy is needed to step in and end the children's squabbling. That key state justifying ideology. And I see I've gone a bit over. I found myself thinking when discussing how to finish in top place in this world supremacy race allows you to write the story of the human race and depict yourself as a key player, if not a star player, to be world historic, to be important, for all to see, signals their invisibility on some very, very deep level. Until next week, peace.